Hours Bulletin, and now the news in detail. PF faction acting president Given Luvinda has called on President Hage Hichilema to publicly clear his name following allegations in a leaked audio suggesting the president's involvement in an attempt to influence a foreign judiciary. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Luvinda said PF faction leader Robert Chavinga allegedly claimed in the recording that President Hichilema contacted him multiple times at midnight, instructing him to travel to South Africa to bribe judges in the ongoing legal case surrounding the repatriation of former President Edgar Lungu's body. Mr. Luvinda has distanced the PF from Mr. Chavinga, stating that he was expelled from the party and does not represent its interests. The opposition leader has added that the PF plans to lodge a formal complaint with SADC and the United Nations, calling for an international investigation into the matter.
I ask him, Nomutulela, Babali, today, can you also say Chavinga is lying? Or are you going to join your people to say that audio is AI generated? Tell us, Bali, tell us, defend yourself. Tell us that you did not call Chavinga 12 times between 23:30 and 2:30. Tell us that Doreen Mwamba is also lying. Bali, I'm willing to change your name from Bali Muntuwabufi, BMW, if today you can say truthfully that Chavinga is a liar.
President Hage Hichilema has called on the newly appointed Commissioner of Lands, Shadrack Mbewe, to promote transparency and decisively address fraudulent land allocations across the country. The president made the remarks during a swearing-in ceremony held at State House, which also included the formal appointment of three ambassadors to represent Zambia abroad. The new ambassadors are former Army Commander Lieutenant General Dennis Alubuzwi, appointed to Brazil, Mahuva Hazemba, appointed to Israel, and Brigadier General Wilson Tembo, appointed to Zimbabwe. President Hichilema has urged all the appointees to serve with integrity, prioritize the nation's interests, and strengthen Zambia's diplomatic ties.
Ambassador Brazil, Ambassador Israel, Ambassador Zimbabwe, going to serve the country within the country and the land's portfolio and in the different countries. Please understand the interest of the people of Zambia come first. Your personal interest comes secondary. We are public officers. We are under scrutiny. Commissioner of Lands, I'll say a few things. You are under scrutiny. Just from today, your steps will be watched. Who you meet, the public will be watching. Who you give a bogus title deed on top of an existing title, citizens will be watching.
The Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has launched a major intensification project in Lwapula province aimed at connecting more than 2,000 residents to the national electricity grid as part of its broader universal access strategy by 2030. Providing an update on the project, REA Northern Region Manager Engineer Pati Kavango has disclosed that the electrification of Mushimba Village in Chipili District began in October 2024, was officially commissioned in July 2025, and is valued at over 7 million kwacha. He said the development is expected to benefit Mushimba Village, Kapenda Primary School, and surrounding communities by providing stable and reliable electricity.
So this project is costing the government about just about 7.9 million kwacha, targeting the community of Mushimba and the school. The overall connection we are looking at is about 2,000 beneficiaries. So the project is in two parts. So where we are standing, we have the main transformer here looking at the shopping area and the surrounding community. So this area, the transformer is looking at roughly about 1,000 beneficiaries, ranging about just above 100. 50 connections.
And Kapenda Village Headman Daniel Kabekele has welcomed the project, stating that access to electricity will significantly improve livelihoods. Meanwhile, some villagers have expressed joy at having electricity in their homes for the first time, saying the development will open up new opportunities and improve their overall standard of living. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialuvalo has expressed satisfaction with the ongoing construction of township roads in Lusaka, valued at 1.8 billion kwacha. Speaking during a tour of selected project sites, Mr. Sialuvalo has revealed that over 40 kilometers of roads are being constructed across the city with a targeted completion period of 12 months. Among the major works is the upgrade of the Great East Road into a three-lane highway aimed at easing traffic flow. Other roads under construction include Fred Joe Road in Garden, Acacia Road in Avondale, Ibex Main Road in Ibex Hill, Simon Mwansaka Pwepwe Road, and a key road in New Kasama are all being developed into standard tarred roads.
So far, what we have seen, some works are going on, especially in Garden. We went to Zita Acacia Road there, and also Simon Mwansaka Road. Works are going on very, very well. That is tremendous progress. It's over 40 kilometers. Directly across 41 at a total of 1.8 billion kwacha, Zambian kwacha. So that's the money that is in Lusaka for the township roads.
Meanwhile, Ministry Director of Rural Development, Engineer Fanizani Piri, has noted that the expansion of the Great East Road will significantly help in decongesting Lusaka's increasingly busy road network.
Under the Lusaka decongestion project, we expanded the road from the Kawe roundabout up to Mnali roundabout. Now, what has happened to one of the ministers is that we are going to expand this road into six lanes. Three lanes one side and three lanes the other side. But after we designed that we are going to expand the road from Mnali roundabout all the way up to airport roundabout, we had, I think, some concerns from the public, and we asked our consultants to relook at the design and review. So they did their simulations and numbers. We realized that we need to put a flyover bridge here at Highbury.
Government has expressed concern over the growing issue of child sexual abuse and exploitation, describing it as a serious and escalating challenge, not only for the country but across the entire SADC region. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Gender-Based Violence Officer Kelvin Michello says the situation has worsened as increasing numbers of children under the age of 18 gain access to the internet, exposing them to the risk of technology-facilitated child sexual abuse and exploitation. Speaking at a regional validation workshop for the policy and influencing strategy for the prevention of child sexual abuse and exploitation, Mr. Michello has noted that an estimated 175,000 children go online for the first time each day, increasing their vulnerability to online predators.
This challenge has worsened in the face of more children under the age of 18 gaining access to the internet, which, while progressive, exposes them to the risk of technology facilitated child sexual abuse and exploitation. It is estimated that up to 175,000 children go online for the first time every day. A new child is exposed to the internet every half second.
And Regional Psychosocial Supportive Initiative, REPSI, Regional Head of Programs, Kelvin Ngoma, has described child sexual abuse in the SADC region as reaching epidemic proportions, with the United Nations indicating